Coming up on TMS, constitutional hoo-ha.
They can hug rice.
Jimmy Carter and his wife, Richard.
Norman didn't die. He went to live on an upstate farm.
Mayor McCheese provides over all burger arbitration.
She doesn't get the good stuff.
Kim joins us and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories.
I think we'd better check out the Space Circus.
The Morning Stream. You have chosen poorly.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to TMS for Monday, August 9th, 2021. I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Kim.
Oh, my Lord. Somebody call the... I don't know who you call when you're...
Ghostbusters?
Call the Ghostbusters. Hey, it's my wife, Kim. She's sitting in for Brian Ibbett today. He is off to his little trip to California. And as a result, we needed to fill a chair. And that chair is filled nicely by... my lovely wife, Kim Johnson. Welcome to TMS, Kim. It's been a while.
Well, thank you. It has been a while.
Yeah. Kim's here in the studio with me, although we can't see each other. There's a giant wall between us.
It's fine.
It's a metaphor for our marriage. Just kidding. That's a joke. We've never been closer, right?
Exactly.
That's true. Yeah. We're still... We don't... Listen, we've been married... What will it be in the end of the month? It'll be 29 years?
Yeah, good job.
Okay.
On the 29th.
That's crazy, first of all. Second of all, we're still in the same bed. We haven't Ricky and Lucy'd this thing. There's no
29 years later.
Rob and Laura Petrie in their separate weird beds. Still good for a big king,
not
baby.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No, do what you gotta do. Do what you have to do, whatever you gotta do it. I know not everybody is blissfully as married as we are, but hey, good luck to you, is all I'm saying.
There you go.
You may know her from, of course, The Skim Show, which we're going to do one of those today. Since we have this set up now, we'll do it in studio instead of the usual remote thing we've been doing, but that'll be fun. JC Calhoun in the chat says, my parents have been married for 55 years.
Wow.
Well, we're not there yet, dude. We're not there yet. We'll get there, though, right? One day.
Oh, yeah. My parents were 50 this last year.
50? Do you think we ever hit... like you hear about these couples that hit like 75, like the Carter, Jimmy Carter and his wife, Roosevelt or whatever her name is, Richard. What's her name? I don't know her name. Rosalind.
Richard. I think as long as if we start getting healthy, maybe.
Oh, you think that'll do it? Okay. Yeah. My doctor wants, she has all kinds of ideas.
Because it's not about the years. It's about whether or not we make it that far.
Yeah. You're not wrong. I don't know how the Carters are doing it, but they seem to be doing it okay. And yesterday we had this conversation with your brother, Richard. Speaking of Richard, his name is not really Rosalind. Anyway, we went to lunch with your brother, Richard, and his wife.
He goes by Rich at work.
No, he doesn't.
Yes,
really?
Yes, he does.
What is... why?
I don't know.
Better than Dick, I guess.
True.
Yeah. Anything's better than that. anyway, we're having lunch, and it was great. It was nice to see them. I always like hanging around them.
Absolutely.
And he says to me, you ever notice there are no 90-year-old tall people? He says this to me.
Who? Well, he's taller than you. So.
He's at like a half inch taller than me. I'm 6'3". And he said that.
Yeah.
And when I thought about it, I thought, yeah, you know what? I don't see a lot of 90-year-old tall people. Is it because they all die because their heart's so weak it can't pump to the extremities? Like, what's going on? So I even asked it on Twitter today, and all these people are coming back with like, thinking about your mortality, or I'm like, I'm just, it's just a curious thing. You just don't see tall old people. So I did a little digging, and I'm kind of wrong. They're like famous tall old people.
I was going to say, there are a lot of, I mean, Dick Van Dyke, for instance.
Yeah.
Very tall.
Yeah, he's 6'3", 6'4". What's his
name?
How
old is he now?
He's 94, I think.
Yeah, see? There you go. But he's also in very good shape. This is what I'm talking about.
That's right. It's because he had a separate bed from Laura Petrie. And that'll keep you in shape.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's it. But no, the other one is Clint Eastwood, 6'4".
Yep.
He's 90, right?
Yep,
or something.
There you go.
80 something.
I think you can do it. You can do whatever you want.
Christopher Lee died at like 90 or something like that. He was like 6'5", 6'4". Shaquille O'Neal. Now, that's the other thing. Basketball. Now, you don't know a lot of basketball players who are 90. Like pro plo players are like 7'1".
Plo players.
Plo players. This is TMS for sure.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, man.
Here's the deal. We're going to do some stuff. I got to ask this question, though, before we get going here. And today, oh, I should say to the chat, today's a little more like a PM episode. There's no guest today. It's about an hour
long. I'm the guest. You're the guest. What are you talking about?
You're the guest. You're like Steven and Bill combined. Well done.
Thank you.
Anyway, it's a long story why they're actually not here, but it's not because of us. It's because they thought we were gone today. And so, long story short, they had other plans, and which makes perfect sense. But I got this question for you. We do live in the same house. We have the same, we're subjected to the same neighbors, you know?
Okay.
Last night at about 2 o'clock in the morning, someone's hammering on their car.
They were just working on their car, but they kept opening and closing doors in their car.
At 2 a.m.?
It was 2 in the morning, though, and I still hadn't fallen asleep because I kept hearing these weird noises, or I have a hard time falling asleep some nights.
Yeah.
But I look at my clock, and I'm like, it's 1:56.
Yeah.
And he's still out there. You can see him in his garage working on his car, and I thought,
yeah,
when does he sleep?
Yeah, and if any of you are wondering if it's electric car Tesla guy, yeah, it is. That's who that is. Now, we get along with them now, okay?
Yeah.
We're friendly. Kim broke that ice a year and a half ago. She went over there and helped him literally get out of the snow.
Although dig their car out of the snow.
Didn't exactly work, but anyway, the gesture was enough for them to soften their hearts and come around.
Oh, my gosh. No, they're it's been fine. They have a couple of kids, and their kids really like me.
Yeah.
I've taken little treats out while they're playing, and so I think that's helped, too.
Like last night, the same woman who in her car with one of those kids yelled, F you, as they drove past our house, said hi, and her little boy said hello and came right up to the thing to wave at us and make sure we saw him. So I'm just saying, sometimes you can turn people around. All right.
Yep.
But the point is, that's not the point. The point is, for some reason, he's out working on his Tesla at six or at two o'clock in the morning, and he's banging the door shut. So probably a door jam or some kind of problem with the door. And just,
I don't know.
Wham! It sounded like guns or.
Well, that's because you were asleep. Things wake you up, and you're like, "What was that?"
And I did. I said, is that fireworks? And
it's
just not far enough
away from our house.
Yeah. So I thought it was fireworks. It wasn't that. And then I go back to sleep. And you know Bo, our good pal Bo Schwartz, he's on other shows here. I had a dream that he went crazy and went on a rampage. And we had to tackle him and take him to a special place. So I don't know what that was about. So what the crap? Can I have a night's sleep or a normal night where people aren't slamming their car doors or I'm not dreaming about things that'll never happen?
Or for some reason last week we were still getting fireworks in the middle of the night.
Oh, there were fireworks then. Mm-hmm. I didn't just dream that. Okay.
Last week, yep. I don't know why.
Because here's the deal. In Utah, for some reason, say the 4th of July rolls around and here we go. Oh, hey, we like America. Let's do fireworks like everyone else. Okay, fine. It's a countrywide thing. I get it.
You can do it 3 days before and 3 days after.
Right. We have rules here because of fire stuff. You can't have certain kinds. Like bottle rockets have been outlawed since I was in high school, junior high, whatever. Like you just can't do certain things. Doesn't stop people from getting them. Just go to Wendover, Wendover, Nevada. Come home with a big pile of fireworks. But anyway, so there's that. And then the 4th is done. But you'll notice in our state, all those fireworks stands are still up and operating all over the place all during July. It's because on the 24th, we have Pioneer Day, which is basically like, hey, it's the day the
pioneers came to the valley.
Yeah, it's not our statehood day. It's just like they came to the valley and went, we're staying here.
We were already a state. They just, that's when they showed up.
Well, no, we weren't a state yet. We were a state
you
later.
Don't think?
No. We were a state.
I don't remember.
We were a state during the Brigham Young times. He did that. Anyway, so
we have another holiday that does fireworks.
They decided to do fireworks, which makes no sense. Because when did it was? It's not like the pioneers came over the mountain and went. You know what I mean? That doesn't make it's any true. Sense. So then they're firing those off 3 days before, 3 days after, and all during.
Oh, this was farther than 3 days after.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I think they got extras and they're just lame and they don't care about other people. And they're just like, well, let's fire these off and scare everyone's dogs and all
it
of that.
It gets kind of crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to find out when Utah State Day was. Statehood.
Okay.
Day. I just want to find out.
You just like proving me wrong, don't you?
Well, I do this to Brian every day, so don't feel bad. Utah became a state. Here you go. Okay. We've all learned something here. The Utah area became part of the United States in 1848, but took on actual statehood in 1896.
Almost 50 years later?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. That's what you do, man.
All right.
Because in 47, because they got the whole days of 47 and all the parade and everything, that's when the pioneers began entering the valley. So that's what we celebrate on the 24th. The United States won the Mexican War, and we had a whole bunch of people in there in 48. And then in 49, we did a constitutional hoo-ha, where that's basically the start of getting to be a state.
I like that. The constitutional hoo-ha.
The constitutional hoo-ha.
Yes.
And anyway, there's a ton of history, but we are now a state. So good luck.
There we go.
With our statehood. All right. Let's get to a fun thing. I don't have a good theme for it. I'll just come up with one here.
Are you going to sing for us?
No, here's Van. Here's Van, I think.
Perfect.
Yep. All right. So a little sound from Van. That's when he was like 6 months old. Kim is going to answer your questions. Yeah, that's right. Up on Twitter, I put a bunch of, or I put a question out there and you guys sent a bunch of answers.
Oh, the ones I haven't seen.
You haven't seen any of this.
I haven't seen any of these.
Nope.
All right.
In fact, you're really just hearing about this morning.
I am.
Yeah. How's that feel to be snuck up on and like ambushed?
Blindsided. It's fine.
It's fine. You don't care?
No. All right.
Let's see what the hardcore questions are like this morning. Let's start with an easy one. Aaron the Fielder asks this question. How exactly do you put up with Scott Johnson?
How much time you get?
Oh, wow. Please do. Go explain.
Oh, I just do.
Yeah? What does that mean to you, to put up with me? What does it even
to
mean?
To put up with you?
Yeah.
I love you enough to just ignore all the crazies.
There you go. Wow. That's a loaded statement. People can pick that apart for a week. Fair enough. I like it. All right. Amy wrote, this is Amy Robinson. She's great. She's probably in the chat. Red Fraggle, you in the chat? She is. She says, do you ever make fun of the stuff Scott watches the way he pokes fun of those Hallmark movies?
Well, there's a rule we have whenever when I am watching my movies or shows, anything in that realm of the same kind of show.
Virgin River, for example, Virgin River.
The rule is can say at any point in time when Scott and Carter start either making fun of it, making fun of me, or mimicking the show, I just point and go, get out. Get out.
She has the remote. Oh, yeah.
I'm always pausing it while I'm watching, and they'll start talking and they'll be like, can you believe that? Da, 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 da. And then I will pause the show and I'll just sit there and they'll go, oh, sorry. Sorry. Yeah. You can watch your show.
Well, right now, Kim is watching Chicago Med. Yeah. It's fine. It's like ER, but maybe not as good. I don't know. It's fine. They'll do occasionally have some sort of relationship drama where Carter or I, if we're in the room, we're going to go, oh my gosh, really? That's what he's saying? That's baby, baby. And Kim will hit pause.
I'll just sit there. Point. I'll look at both of them and go, are you done?
And then
it's fine. It's fine.
You don't mind?
It's totally fine.
Yeah, well, you haven't answered the question, though. Like, if I'm really into, I don't know, whatever it is I'm watching. I don't think you ever tease me or give me a hard time.
No.
Well, now I feel bad. Now I feel...
Maybe you should. kidding. I don't care. It's not that big a deal.
Maybe I only watch cool things. Maybe everything I like...
Oh, I see.
...is cool.
Maybe I need to rethink this whole making fun.
We both liked Suicide Squad.
A lot.
Yeah. The new one. The Suicide Squad, not which one's which now, because one has the other one doesn't, and that's the only difference between those two movies.
I don't know,
title wise
but
well,
I
anyway,
liked it.
We loved it.
We watched the new one.
Yeah,
was it Friday night?
Yeah, it was really good. We'll talk more about it on Film Sack this weekend, because we're gonna do that movie for, well, sometimes we do that with newer movies, but anyway, it's great. It's a good time. It's super bloody and ridiculously over the top and
awesome.
Weirdly heartfelt. A lot of heartfelt moments.
Yeah.
Didn't expect. Ratcatcher 2 is not a character I thought I would glom onto, but I really liked her. And, you know, King Shark is great. Everything was great. It was great.
It was great.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah. So that's
my... So I technically have a broader sense of the shows I watch then.
Yeah, she has a broader sense in that.
See?
She'll see good things like The Suicide Squad or Suicide Squad And then also she'll watch garbage like Chicago Med.
Hey, now, come on.
Well, no, you've got
it's
the
not
range.
Garbage. Come on. Are you kidding me?
All right, it's not garbage. It's wondrous and lovely.
Oh, yes. It's just a lot of fun. It's an escape. And right now, I feel like that's what people need to watch.
Something a good escape.
Gets them out of
yep.
the crazy that's going on.
I support it 100%. The hard part is just me not rolling my eyes when something cheeseball happens. And Kim just likes, you know, like people.
There's a lot of cheeseball. It's fine.
Your sister-in-law yesterday, she was saying how much she likes those housewives or whatever things.
Oh, I can't watch those.
And she hates, and she knows they're bad. She even said, I know they're ridiculous, but I'm hooked on them. I think Tina's the same way. If you ask Tina, she loves those things, but she knows they're crap.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's okay.
I can't watch those, though. So maybe I don't have as broad a, I don't know.
Are you tempted to watch the Salt Lake one, though?
No.
No?
I've heard a little bit about it.
It seems horrific.
It was enough for me to go, I can't watch that.
Yeah. I don't want to either. I don't have the stomach for it.
No.
I barely have a stomach for regular stomach things. All right. Here's a question from, I like this. TMS Mashups, Jamie says, what cuisine is your go-to date night food and does it change if it's super special, like, you know, big anniversaries or whatever? But what's our go-to date night food?
Our go-to date night, that changes.
Yeah, I don't think we have one.
Depending on what. I mean,
we don't really have a set one.
No. I mean, because a lot of times we'll order in Thai food. That's a really good one. Or sometimes it's as simple as pizza. Yeah. But I would say on special occasions, it's usually steak and shrimp.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good one.
We haven't had steak and shrimp in a while.
Yeah, but a lot of times when it's steak and shrimp, it's because we have all the kids together. Like the Valentine's Day thing you used to do. Or still do.
Valentine's Day every year is crab legs and steak.
Yeah, for the kids.
Shrimp.
And we do it with the kids because the kids are the direct result of our passionate lovemaking.
I said that
because Carter's in the chat and I'm trying to make
her
uncomfortable.
I bet you've never said that in front of Brian.
No. Well, maybe.
When Brian's on the show.
But since Carter's in here, you know, give her a hard time. She's in here. Why not?
Oh my gosh. Poor Carter.
She'll be okay.
She'll be like...
I like having
good
her
job,
on the show.
Dad, she said.
I like having her around because she reminds me, I don't know, it's just good having Carter on the camera.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
I like it. All right, here's this one. This is from David Michael. You may have heard of him before.
Hi, Dave.
Kim, what were you thinking? Is what he says. I feel like that goes with how do you put up with question from Aaron,
yeah.
So maybe.
What were you? I know, and every time Scott does say something like he did in front of Carter just now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just look at the kids and go, 29 years.
It's just science, though. You know, like if you really want to get down to it, if you say, well, do you have kids? Yes. They were the result of...
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
No, I'm saying like you could say the clean way of saying it is like, oh, they're our beautiful. We love them. They're our children, but whatever. But if you wanted to get scientific, you could. You could say. Well,
I don't think that's what they were asking. I don't think anyone's going, now how does that work?
when a man's seed seeks out a woman's egg. Oh, like you could go, I'm just saying, that's how it works. That's how it works. It's okay. We're acknowledging the truth.
I don't think anyone was asking that, though.
Dr. Jerry Tolbert in the chat, he knows. He's a doctor. All right, moving on. Here's one. These
Next
are great.
Question.
Yeah, Alex Albisu, how do you share a video to your... Can you share a how-to video for your famous jambalaya?
I can do that. We've talked about it many times.
We have.
And but we've not recorded it.
I thought we did once, no? Just photos,
Carter
maybe.
Carter started to record it, but we didn't put it out there yet. She was going to work on it.
Carter?
It's okay. We're good.
We got time. You've let us down. We're disappointed in you. Just kidding.
Never.
Yeah, we're never disappointed in her. But here's the deal. Except when she doesn't rinse out her pans from her dirty eggs she makes. Carter, start doing
Scott
that.
Scott has the weird eggs and Carter's are...
dirty eggs.
Dirty eggs.
Yeah. She makes amazing she makes amazing egg things, but her pans are gross. You gotta clean those. All right.
No, Claire, her pans.
Yeah, her pants. I don't know. Dirty eggs. It gets you places.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay.
TV's Travis piled onto that question and said asking the real question. So, yeah, they really want to see this. The jambalaya video. Maybe we can get that out. That'd be
good. We can do that.
Yeah. What's the dumbest... Oh, here we go. Audie Norman. What's the dumbest fight you and Scott ever had? Do you remember what it was even about?
Do you?
I kind of don't. Dumbest fight. It was probably something I did. Hold on.
It was that dumb that we don't remember.
Hold on. We might have it here. Let me think.
I don't even remember the last thing we fought about.
I know what it was. I was being a total jerk about that photo day at Tay's house.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh my gosh, look at the dog behind you.
Oh, hi.
Carter brought...
She hit me in the face with the dog.
The Reimer-Reiner. Hi, Ripley. Here, look at her. She's so cute. Yeah, bring her over here. No, don't bring her here. You'll knock all this over. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Oh, Carter, bad idea.
Just dropping stuff everywhere.
It's a terrible idea. Never mind. Ripley. Take her away. Poor freaking Boba Fett just took a dive off my table.
Oh.
No worry. Yeah, the chat's fault. It's always the chat's fault.
So yeah, we did. Scott does not like taking family pictures.
Yeah, and I was a real jerk
that
day.
Though, talking with Taylor,
yeah,
all the dads do this. All the guys make the biggest deal about this photo shoot.
Yeah,
when the wives want their family Christmas card, and the guys all kind of freak out and they're kind of rude the whole time. They're mean. They're just like everybody hates it.
Yeah,
all the kids usually hate it too because they're like, I don't know how to stand or whatever. But according to Taylor, all the guys do this.
Yeah. I think I was being a real baby that day.
You were.
And it wasn't... I eventually apologized, but I was kind of a weenie for a while. And then we did the shoot while I was being a weenie still.
So, yeah, and that's true.
So I'll take full credit for that one. That was me. Kim doesn't really piss me off. I'm sure I do it more than she does. But we don't remember... We don't really have major fights.
No, I would say we have arguments, but not really fights.
No.
And that was an argument day.
Yeah, and then the arguments and fights never last like a overnight. Like
no,
yeah, we're big believers in the whole like makeup.
As soon as Scott's willing to apologize,
as soon as I'm willing to let it go. And sometimes the way it'll work is Kim will come to me and be the one that's like reconciling, even though it was my fault. And that works really well on me because then I feel really guilty because I should be the one.
So I'm a guilt tripper.
A little bit. But I don't mean like a mean or like a forceful way. You're like just, you want to clear things up and then I'm like, oh, she's right. So that happens sometimes, but we don't really fight.
Someone, Taxicab says, fights include fist punching. I don't think we've ever gotten in a fist fight.
No, the closest
I know we haven't.
The closest we've ever come is, you know, I'll fart in the car and she'll hit me in the leg. And I deserve that.
But.
Yeah.
I have a way to get him back in the car.
Yeah. They know about you spitting gum past my face.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Just roll down their window real slow. And they're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then just spit your gum across.
Yeah. You ever want to hear Kim laugh really hard? Well, here, I'll play. Here's an example of her spitting gum past me out my window and then laughing. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
You like that laugh? It's really good. I love that laugh.
That's not fair.
Why? I have all the sound clips. It's totally fair.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I guess it's the definition of not fair. I have a better one. You want to hear this one? Hold on. We were talking about a movie.
You've got all of these?
Yeah, listen to this.
Oh, my
this
gosh.
Is Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo, and it was shit. It's so bad.
You have an addictive laugh. It makes me want to laugh when you laugh. All right. Let's move on to this question. This one comes from, whoops, sorry. There it is. Robin. Oh, Robin just had a birthday. Happy, again,
happy
belated
birthday,
Robin. What's the most common reason you leave the house together?
Date night.
Oh, date night was my answer. no, yeah, we do date. We try to have date nights, sometimes date lunches.
We try to have once a week, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Yeah, just once.
Just get out of the house for 5 minutes. And it's usually drive through. We don't go a lot of places.
So even in the worst of the pandemic, we would still do it and, you know, either get takeout or delivery or we would make it and take it or whatever.
But or you always, walk around the lake, whatever.
Yeah, you always got to go somewhere. Got to go somewhere.
You got to go somewhere.
For
some reason, you have to leave your house, apparently.
Let's see. Chuck B, 63. Says, what's the best recipe for jambalaya? Ooh, another jambalaya question. I think it's Kim's, but... And this exists. You know what? I'm going to grab it. Because geek food...
Yeah.
How do you spell jambalaya? J-A...
J-A-M-B-A.
B-A-O...
It'll show up.
Okay. Just jamba?
Jambalaya.
Oh, there it is.
It's all A's.
That's hilarious. I totally found it. Okay, sort of. There's all those. This is very old. This is back in, oh my gosh, 2006 that we did this?
Probably when I posted it.
Yeah.
The first time?
When we did, we were doing Geek Food back then, and there's still this WordPress blog of it, and I'm going to put it.
There's still a WordPress blog.
Yeah, I'm put it in the chat room, and right. I'll also show it here for YouTube folks later. There's a bowl of it, and then the whole thing about what to make and how to do it.
I bet I've got better pictures, and we need to redo the video.
Well, not only that, but you may have changed some of these ingredients, but because sometimes you just wing it, right?
Like now I always wing it.
Yeah. That's good.
And there is a veggie version. Someone's asking. Carter does a pescatarian version where I just add the shrimp and not the chicken and the beef sausage.
And you could do it without shrimp, too.
And it's fantastic without it. It's just a very veggie thing.
If you're super vegan and you don't want to eat no shrimp. I eat no shrimp.
Super vegan.
Yeah, super vegan. Like actual vegan. Just that stuff on its own is totally fine. There'll be times where Carter won't finish her batch that Kim made separate for her. And I'll eat it. It's fine. It's still good.
And I made some just a couple weeks ago for someone who is allergic to shrimp, put all the chicken and beef in.
Is that the lady up the road?
It was B's dad.
Oh, B's dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Nick's girlfriend's dad.
Is allergic to shrimp.
Yeah. Which is weird. I mean, not weird, but I mean, what does it do?
There's a lot of people allergic to shrimp. So is Steve, my brother-in-law.
When you eat shrimp, what happens if you're allergic to it?
It can close up your throat. It's like any allergy.
Oh, it's not like a... Oh, I'm sick. I don't feel good.
It can
good.
Make you extremely itchy, like your neck and your throat. That's what it does to Steve.
Yeah.
And so that's why I usually don't make it.
Yeah. Carter says I don't wait for her to eat these things, but I do. I wait for you, and if it's going to go bad...
She's just going to, like, you're eating my stuff.
I refuse to let jambalaya go bad, is the point.
Yes. And he loses his mind if it's been a week and it's been in the fridge, and I throw it away because I'm like, it's been a week, I'll make you some more.
Yeah.
You kind of lose it.
Well, recommend... Oh, it can kill you like a peanut if you have real bad.
If it's a really bad allergy.
Yeah. Remember that kid up our road? We were, I don't know, first married, had our first place, and that kid, I can't remember his name, Jared, had a peanut allergy that was so bad that if he even smelled a peanut, he'd go into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, some people are that allergic.
It was so bad. Mm-hmm. And today, though, he doesn't have it. It went away after puberty, just lost it. So he can eat like a big old handful of peanuts now.
Completely lost it.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? That's weird, isn't it? A little bit? Going from like full allergy to nothing?
It's interesting.
Yeah. He didn't do anything special. I've talked to him about this.
Do you find though that some people, their parents have like, you had a weird reaction to it, so we just stopped giving it to you as a kid.
Mm.
You have an allergy. But yeah. I do find that there's a lot of people that use that as an excuse not to give their kids pets.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, sorry, dad's allergic. And I'm like, is he really?
Yeah, I don't... Every kid deserves a pet.
They just don't want a dog.
See, even you believe this, even though the dogs drive you crazy. Every kid needs a pet.
I agree with it. We've had every kind of pet at our house.
That's true. Fish.
Every domesticated pet. We've had birds. We've had snakes. We've had...
Bird, fish, snake, dog, pigs. Cat, guinea pigs,
gerbils.
Did you say sherbals? We have a neighbor, or we had a neighbor named Sherbal. Definitely haven't had them.
We had gerbils. We had... Carter had a lizard that then we had to have crickets on hand, so I feel like we had a lot of animals at the same time.
Yeah, we did. And that weird little grass snake or whatever it was that was super fast.
That we had to feed fish, so we had fish on hand, so we had more pets than just the one. We had to have like their food alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least with the snake with Norman, you just did the frozen mice and it was fine.
Yeah, we got up to small rats with that.
Oh, that's
snake.
Right. Yeah. And Norman, by the way, someone said rip Norman. He didn't die. He's
rehomed him.
Yeah.
I felt bad after the kids were done with high school. They kind of got really busy, and so he didn't get enough attention.
Yeah, you need
and
to be.
So we found someone
them.
That had recently lost a snake. Yeah. It was in their basement. The window got left open. It was too cold. It died. And so I knew that this 16-year-old girl would be like really excited about it. So we rehomed our snake.
He's got to be. I mean, they live to be like 25 years old.
Yeah.
He's doing good. All right. Moving on to another question, Kim. Here's one.
Okay.
This one from.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Okay. let's see. Okay. Oh, geez, you guys. Dave Fitzgerald. He's the legal geek. We all know him. He's great. Top three list of the most horrifying things Scott has eaten when you've been out of town.
Oh, my gosh. I would say that his hot dog burrito.
Dogritos.
Dogritos. I know that a lot of people have tried them. They're like, well, they're not so bad. They cannot be good for you.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of horrified by the idea of a tortilla hot dog and a lot of mustard and pickles together.
It's so good. You don't even know how good. It's so good.
When I eat a hot dog, I like sauerkraut and pickles on them. Yeah. So I'm like, I like those kinds of things. But for some reason, when you cooked them in a burrito, like a burrito style, I was like, this seems wrong.
Yeah. Well, I will say that the kind of hot dog makes a difference. So if you got like a pure beef dog and not some crappy, you know,
made out of, it has to be a good one.
It can't be made out of like monkey knuckles or whatever.
Claire's right. Everything with ranch. That's amazing to me how much ranch you've eaten while I was out of town.
Ranch on everything.
Everything. It had to be because it was like a whole jar of ranch. And by the time I got home, it was gone.
Yeah. Well, and the other...
Let me think. The top three. That's two.
Well, let me tell you the other thing I really like right now. And if I had a Dogrito, I'd eat it with them. Is my daughter, Taylor, is making pickles from Kim's Fresh Garden. What are they called before they're pickles?
Cucumbers.
Cucumbers. Jeez Louise. and they're so good, you guys. I'm not kidding. So I've been putting everything. These are going on everything lately. Kim had some grilled chicken in the fridge just for lunch, you know, whatever. So I went and heated it up and then just smothered it in these sliced pickles.
They are dill pickles.
They're so good.
She jars them up with garlic.
Sliced too, by the way. So they're in, you know.
Yeah, they're little slices. They're rounds. But she also adds her jalapenos from her garden.
Yeah, so they're a little tang, little twist.
All really fresh, really...
Hot damn, dude.
Yeah, they're good.
They're so freaking good.
So good.
Okay, what's your other two horrifying things I've eaten?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Weird eggs are actually really good, so they're not horrifying. They're just horrifying, the original story to them.
Yeah, they're pretty gross.
I can't think of anything gross that you eat.
I don't eat anything too gross. Sometimes it's a combination, like, what's in the fridge? Okay, well, I'm going to have...
That's true.
I'll have this yogurt and a handful of this and, you know, like...
And throw it all on one plate. And you're like, what are you doing? Well, it all goes to the same place anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of my attitude, which gets me in trouble. But yeah, I'm not that picky.
He doesn't mind if his food touches.
Yeah, I don't care. It's all going to the same hole. All right, let's look at this question.
It's called Bachelor Dinner.
Is that what it is? Nice.
I like it.
Okay. Oh, you know what? We'll make our last one Michael's here because this is I've never asked you actually asked you this before.
Now I'm scared.
You should be a little bit. What do you think of Scott? This is to you. This is from Michael Miller. What do you think of? My brain is farting. All right, let me try it one more time.
Okay.
What did you think of Scott the first moment you met him? So, what was your first thing?
I was younger, younger.
I was very tall and skinny when she met me.
Yes, but I thought you were really cute. I was 17 the first time I met you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was that girl. I was like, oh, he's so cute.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Look at me now, though. Look at this. What is this even we're doing? What is this? It's really bad.
You're so cute.
Well, I thought she was beautiful when I saw her.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, look at this Southern girl. That sounds creepy.
You sound like you're talking about the food you're eating.
Yeah. Spicy, just the way I like it. No, it wasn't like that. She was a knockout. Still is, but you should see these pictures of us when we were young. A good looking couple. We looked
They're
all right.
Awesome.
We didn't really know it, though. We didn't care. We were just happy.
Luke Sightwalker says, ask more questions.
All right, I'll ask another question. He's like, move on.
Move on, go.
All right, I'll do another one. Jesse Call says, Kim, whose jerky is better, yours or mine? Answer honestly, don't just be nice. So you know about that jerky I got from Jesse is insane. Okay. It's really good.
Jesse, yours is freaking amazing.
Yeah.
But ours are very different. His is spicier, and mine's more smoky. So
just different.
Depends
on your preference. Like, if you like some a little more zip and stuff, I think Jesse's the way to go.
But I like them both.
Yeah.
For different reasons.
Kim says both properly. I say both.
Both.
Yeah. How often do I do that? All the time?
All the time.
All right. The chat room already kind of knew this, but anyway.
Yeah.
All right. I will do one more. All right, Luke, Are you okay, buddy? I'll give you one more. When he's off the podcast, does Scott constantly refer to things as units and deals?
Oh, absolutely. All the time.
Is that true?
Absolutely. Are you kidding?
I don't even notice when I do it here.
People ask me when we meet in person, is Scott the same? You know, like, what's Scott like in real life? Everyone asks that. I'm like, dude, you guys are getting the real deal. Getting the normal Scott. This is Scott all the time.
I feel like Jeff really knows me because he goes on to say, and does he also unnecessarily overly describe things such as, I went to see the Dr. Man guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you make up words as you're trying to remember something.
See? I told you guys.
The deal with the stuff.
I told you.
In the chair.
Just as weird as you think. All right. Yeah. I'm going to save the rest of these for a different day.
I think that's why people like you, though. You're the same guy all the time.
Yeah, I don't think...
You don't really have a TV personality.
No. We know people like that who have kind of both. That's not a... Or, excuse me, both.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, wait a minute. All right. Hey, you guys, you know what time it is. It's time for the news.
Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
All right, Kim, we're going to do some news stories.
Okay.
And you're going to respond to them.
Am I?
You are. This is the deal. This is what you signed up for. So get ready.
All right.
A Washington man. Oh, by the way, today's news brought to you by Jambalaya, because sometimes you just need Southern food. I put that in before anyone asked these Jambalaya questions. So I just figured it was appropriate for today. A Washington man. You know, the Washington state. You're familiar with the state of Washington.
Taylor and Dylan are there right now.
Yeah, and the baby. They're coming home today or tomorrow?
Yeah, today.
Wait, I thought, oh, it is tonight. You're
late
doing airport
tonight.
Run.
Yeah, I'm doing an airport run.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Okay, keep going. Washington man.
I miss the boy. He's so cute out there. I put up pictures on Twitter, but it doesn't even come close to how cute he is right now.
Oh, they're so fun.
He's 2 years old and looks five and is having the time of his life. Anyway. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Washington man shoots a fridge after the soda can exploded. Oh, I did this one already. Hold on. I've done this story. I have to back up because I've effed that up. All right, let's go to this one. Five parrots separated at a UK zoo after encouraging each other to swear at guests. How do you feel about parrots that talk? Has it weirded you out?
I think it's cool. I would like to figure out how to do that.
To what? To teach a parrot to talk?
Yeah, to say what you want it to say. So someone had a lot of fun there.
The problem is they learn to just talk like you talk normally.
That's what I mean, though. Someone training them. Had a lot of fun training them.
Oh, yeah. But for us, it'd be a lot of dude and deal and unit. Like, it would be all the dumb stuff we say in the house. And,
which is fine.
Or we'd say, Rip. It would learn how to say, Ripley, why are you barking? That's what it'd say. Ripley has this tendency. Ripley, the big one you guys saw on camera a minute ago. But for those listening at home, she's a great big, almost fully grown, I assume.
Weimaraner.
She's a monster. And she's awesome. She's the most loving, sweet-hearted, sweet-natured dog you've ever met.
But if she's in the living room,
yeah,
chewing on her toy, everybody's quiet and nice, and then Scott comes upstairs from recording.
Every time.
Every time.
I got to be careful. That may set him off up there. Did anything happen?
If it sets them off, they all go.
Yeah. Then they
for
then,
like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
it's like a circle.
They're like these parrots.
They
talk to each other until they can't talk to each other anymore. But yeah, like last night, I was getting the show prep, doing some stuff, came upstairs, and all I had to do was just barely be walking upstairs, and you guys are very quiet up there, and she hears me and just brrr, and comes toward the stairwell, and I'm like, it's always me. It's never not been me. Why?
She's a good guard dog.
I guess so. She's very protective of her owner.
If you look at it that way, she's really good at what she does.
Yeah,
because I think it would scare people.
Here's Carter's in the chat, so I'll just tell her. If you go, let's say Carter gets an offer from some awesome game developer in the UK, and she just is like, I can't find a place where they can house a dog this big, or you know, whatever. I'm happy to just keep the dog. Because she's actually really great, this dog. You have to admit, hun. Like all the giant dogs we've ever had in the past, they've all kind of been a pain in one way or the other.
She's great.
She is the sweetest, most loving, sweetest dog. And the older she gets, the sweeter she gets. And she's still a puppy technically, but you can see her maturing into this like loyal, curl up next to you.
She already does that.
Yeah, she does all that anyway. Anyway, Boomer's still here. Rainbow Bright. We got three dogs right now. Three dog night at our house. And they're all pretty good. Rainer's a spaz, but...
That's never changed.
Rainer was meant to be alone, is the problem.
She would be a really good only child.
And she was, well, when she was.
Yeah.
She was just, and she's still, you know, she's my girl. She's great. But she's a spaz because the other two dogs just creates a pack thing that you just can't avoid. Boomer's really easy, though, too. Sometimes a little barky for no reason. But for the most...
it's usually a reason. We just, you know.
It's a reason we can't hear.
Well, yeah, if she hears a neighbor in their yard.
Oh, there she goes.
Oh, here we go.
And now they're going to set each other off. Hear it? You hear it?
They go.
Yeah. So just speaking of them. But Boomer's fine. She's just a big dopey dog. She's great.
She's great. She's probably my favorite.
And then Ripley. And then they're all there. And then we got a cat, Deckard Cain. The cat, I'm sorry, Deckard. Carter informed me that Deckard is not named after Deckard Cain, even though I am 100% sure he was. He's actually named after Deckard from Blade Runner.
Oh, okay.
That's what she said.
Okay.
But she said that only after the Blizzard mess. So I don't know if that was just her trying to ease my pain or what.
That probably was it.
Because I still got, I mean, Jim Raynor, the female dog, what am I going to do? I got to always call her that.
Raynor. Just call her Raynor.
Yeah. It's not like she did anything wrong.
Sorry.
Oh, you all right? I should have given you a cough switch. I'm a terrible host.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you need water?
I'm all right.
You sure?
I'm good.
I got water. Here.
I can't even see you.
Here, I'm bringing it around to you. Hold still.
Hold right there.
Can you reach it?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have a very smoky valley today.
Yeah, the valley is...
So I feel like I'm constantly...
For a very brief time, we had the worst air in the world. And then Denver got it the very next day. So Brian got it.
Just moved on over.
Yeah. Which is too bad for them, I guess. All right. Ooh, I heard that swallow.
That was gross.
All right.
You did that again.
I know. I gotta stop doing that.
Weird.
It is weird. I didn't mean it that way.
I heard that.
So here's another fun one. Japanese parents send relatives rice to hug in lieu of newborns. Okay.
Aww.
Each bag matches birth weight and features baby's face, so new arrival can be hugged in pandemic. That's kind of cute, right?
That's really cute.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people that had new family members born during the pandemic and couldn't see them.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
I mean, we dodged that window barely with Van.
Barely, yeah.
Yeah.
He was 2019.
Rice babies, they call them.
That's really sweet that they came up with something that works.
Yeah, it actually does. And look, it's kind of creepy. I mean, I'm looking at it now. I've got...
It's only creepy if you stick it in the microwave and make it warm.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, how do you replicate the warmth of a new child? And then, I don't know about that. It's weird.
That would be weird.
It's distinctly a very Japanese solution. It just reminds me of stuff you'd see in Japan, but I love the concept. Because it's kind of cute.
It's sweet. For grandparents, it's really sweet.
Yeah, because what else are you going to do? You know? You can't see the kid, necessarily. They're in all kinds of new lockdowns because of Delta.
Yeah.
Variants.
So it's worse.
Yeah. Oh, man. I hate it. All right. Check out this one. A woman sued McDonald's after complaining that a cheeseburger advertisement was so irresistible it caused her to break her fast during Lent. How do you feel about that?
It just reminds me of the lawsuit for burning yourself with coffee.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole story about that, though. There's like a whole... there's more
to
that.
Coffee's supposed to be hot. Well, yeah. It's not supposed to be that hot. Cheeseburgers are supposed to be good. They're not supposed to be that good.
I think it's it's like a different story, though, that coffee thing. Like, we all think it's one way, but it went some other way. I can't remember. There's a documentary or something. What was the deal?
I'm sorry. That is all on you, lady.
What? The coffee or the burger?
The burger.
Oh, yeah. The burger. 100% the burger.
If it was during Lent, then you were just hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the coffee thing? She burned herself to the bone because it was hotter than it was supposed to be. And McDonald's was super jerky about it. Yeah. There was something.
I mean,
there's
kind of like that whole, well, coffee's supposed to be hot.
Yeah. But there's a whole story. I'd have to look it up. You'd change your mind.
The cheeseburger was too irresistible?
Because I did No, not this. This we don't. This one doesn't get a pass.
This one doesn't get a pass.
No, but the coffee lady. There's like a bunch of.
There's more to it than I know.
Yeah, there's just more. Okay. Like basically, what you know is what McDonald's hoped they were telling everybody. So it worked. Okay. It worked on you, but it should piss you off a little bit. Although I'll still get a burger now and again. That's the problem with McDonald's. They can be terrible as they wanted, but once in a while, I'm like,
Big Mac,
special sauce. Let's do it. All right, anyway, this woman sued McDonald's, so this is what happened. This is dumb. This is a woman from Omsk, Russia. I don't know. She's suing McDonald's over an advert that featured cheeseburgers and chicken nuggets. It says it was just so tempting, it made her break her fast. She's an Orthodox Christian, said she was trying to stay away from meat and other animal products during the six-week period. The case was first reported by the Russian state media, picked up by Western outlets, including Fox News, who wrote that she abstained from eating meat for a month when the enticing McDonald's advert made her give in, according to the lawsuit. When I saw the advertisement banner, she says, I could not help myself. This is because she's Russian, see? I visited McDonald's and bought a cheeseburger, she said.
But no one twisted her.
No, it's a... She should not even... This should not even go to any kind of like arbitration or anything. Like, just throw it out, Judge. Judge Vladimir Poopsky, or whatever your name's going to be. Right? Don't even acknowledge it. I can't think of what it
is. Turn off the TV, then.
Vladimir Poopsky.
Okay.
All right. Final story. You want one more? We'll give you one more.
Sure.
Oh, this is pretty great. Okay. No, you don't want to hear that one. Hold on. Okay. How about this one? Donkey milk.
No one wants to hear that one.
No, I do. I totally want to hear this. All right. Donkey milk sells for $134 a liter. Then this whole story goes into why it's so popular. Would you buy some donkey milk?
No, I would not.
Why? As an alternative? Why?
I don't think I could do it. Well, I don't know why. I think it's because I grew up and my neighbors had a donkey and that thing was annoying as hell.
Did it have teats that you could milk?
His name was Jack, no.
Oh, yeah, don't milk that cow or that donkey. Here's why it's so expensive.
Probably because no one wants to milk it.
Nobody wants to milk it. They just kick you in the face. Anyway, they claim donkey milk is not just used for its big health benefits. It's supposed to be super probiotic and all of that, but also as a component for cosmetics and has a reputation for skin hydration and can be frozen and converted into a beauty powder. Now, how do you feel?
Now it's different. Is it called jackass makeup?
Jackass. Yeah, jackass makeup. You nailed it. That's
actually,
exactly
that probably would sell.
It probably would. This is a thing in India mostly right now, but and they're making chocolate out of it, imported cheeses, yogurts. All right.
I mean,
infant formulas.
It's just my own bias because I grew up near a real jackass.
Yeah, yeah. But he owned the donkey. Get it?
I see. Nice.
Chat room says Cleopatra is said to have bathed in ass's milk.
All right.
So. Look, if it was good enough for her, it's good enough for us. All right. I'm saying. That'll be your news for this week, or today, rather.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to that. Now, Kim, it's a short show. It's like an hour today, a little beyond an hour. And to end it, I want to do something that I usually do with Brian because he's here, but instead I'm doing it with you. So
obviously.
I probably need to find out if I seem like I'm delaying. It's because I am, because I want to see if one of these is going to be better for you.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right. We're going to hear me play a video game and freak out. Okay.
Okay.
That's what this is going to be. Okay. So this is a mashup from Jamie. We're used to getting these from him. He does these all the time. And this will be today. So enjoy Scott playing. This is one no one's heard yet, I don't think. This is the final Resident Evil 8 baby fetus bum problems. All right?
Okay. So
you never get to hear this up close, and now you get to hear it right in your ears. Here you go.
Chris hungry. Chris eats supplies.
Chris eat home ammo.
Oh, you hear me? I'm a shit. What do I do? I don't know what to do. This is bad. Oh, this is bad. Shit! Oh, shit. Shit. Stand up. No, don't get down. Stand up.
Oh, shit. That cut me. Get up, Ethan.
Oh, no, no, no. Chris. Dude, that's my gun, you dick. Oh, shit. Shit. La, 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 la. Holy shit. Oh, oh, get out of your crotch area. Oh, shit, bird. Ah!
Yeah. Is that his testicle or his heart?
Oh, shit. Shit, shit, shit. Oh, no, 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 no. Shit.
I'm a true conservative, John. I'm a conservative. I like to conserve my bullets.
Oh, shit.
If Heisenberg's dead, they... Ah!
Shit, shit. I don't want to touch the mute of my seat. Oh, shit. Shit, boss.
Hold your horses.
Oh, no, 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 no.
The journey through the anus. Okay.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's a baby fetus. Look at that.
John, baby fetus with a real bum problem. Oh, boy.
Shit. Mia, is that Mia? I see hanging meat.
Why does it smell like beef?
Shit balls.
Oh, shit.
I'll reload, dick. Oh, yuck.
Baby was in there the whole time. That's bad. Oh, Ethan, shit. That's just your poo hand. It's all right. I have no problem showing Chris and Mia and everybody. Oh, my gosh. The vagina lives. What is that?
Canada.
So.
Oh, Ethan. That's it? We never saw his face.
Wow, man.
All right. So how
Okay, you say I haven't heard this, but I've only heard this in smaller chunks.
Yeah.
From upstairs.
That's true. You hear all the yelling and stuff, right? There's no getting around it.
I think my favorite part is when people are over.
Yeah.
If someone's dropping something off, my sister or my neighbor.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Scott will scream downstairs and they're like, what was that?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Scott, he's playing a game. It's
I feel
a scary
bad.
Game, apparently.
It makes me feel bad when people are here and I'm doing it. I don't realize
it's
that.
Okay. Yeah. They just laugh.
Have you ever heard this?
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
You heard that one before? All right.
Yes, I have.
Excellent. All right.
But I love it.
Good. I'm glad you like it. before we get to our outro song, which I picked today, we'll get to that in a second. I do want to thank our patrons, patreon.com/TMS, for being a part of this whole thing. And I'm going to give some names today. Some people who have recently supported us. Brand new patrons. Joseph, David Huizinga, and Diego Van Kovitzfeld. I'm sure I nailed it. I'm sure I got it. you guys are awesome new patrons, and we love you, and a huge thanks for joining us at this stage of the game. We really appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
Yep, and then I want to give an all-time sub nod to Jerry Tolbert. Dr. Jerry Tolbert, I noticed on our list today, is one of the grand champions of all time. That dude is awesome, and we love him for it. If you, too, would like to be a part of this Patreon business and get lots of cool benefits as a result, go to patreon.com/TMS. And you'll be able to get all that. So thank you guys again. We appreciate it. Also, quick note that Kim and I will be doing a Skim episode today. Maybe to do it live since we're all...
I was about to ask. Should we do it live?
May as well. Why not? We'll do it live. I don't know what time, but we'll figure it out.
We'll put it out there.
We'll do it. That's it. Kim, as my dad would say, a pleasure it was to have you here.
It was a pleasure to be here.
Did you have fun?
I did.
Yeah?
I always do.
Wasn't too embarrassing? Or...
No.
I was telling Kim before this, I always get more nervous for people I'm having on than I do for myself ever. And I don't mean nervous that you're not going to do well. I know you're going to do well. But nervous that you'd be nervous. But you're not nervous.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know why I do that. I mostly do it with
like sitting around talking to all your friends.
I do it with girls mostly. I got to stop doing that.
You got to stop doing that.
I get too protective or something, or too like, I don't know, like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, before we start, he's like, are you sure? Are you okay?
I don't want him to be embarrassed.
How you feeling about
this? I don't want you to be embarrassed or feel weird, or I just don't want that.
29 years.
Yeah.
Of this.
I'm working on it. Yeah, 29 years. I'm sure I'll get it by year 30. Don't worry. It'll all work out. What are we doing for 30? We got to do something big.
It all depends on where we are in this world.
Gamma variant.
What's going on? That's what determines whether or not we get to go on a trip, maybe.
Like a real, like a big one.
30 years is a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's freaking huge, man. Right? It's huge.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see what happens. It's called projection, says Dan Wally. Oh, I don't know if I'm projecting. Am I projecting? Maybe.
You're projecting your fears onto people?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Because normally I fear nothing on here, on this show.
Ask the doctor.
I'll get right. Wendy will be here Thursday. We'll ask Wendy. All right. That's going to do it. Now we're going to listen to a song on our way out of here. I decided to choose a mashup of a song that features the Beastie Boys and Ghostbusters.
Oh, I love the Beastie Boys.
So that's the song you're going to hear. Sadly, live people won't hear it. But people at home, they surely will. Don't forget to go to our website, frogpants.com/TMS. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. And for everything else, just check the site. You'll find it. I think that's it. Kim, anything else you want to say?
Have a great day. It's Monday.
Yep, it's Monday, everybody. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And we will see you tomorrow. No, we won't. We'll see you Wednesday.
No, you won't.
There's no show tomorrow. I forgot. We're taking tomorrow off, but we're back Wednesday with special guest host Bobby Frankenberger. We'll see you then. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.